All right, Croppers, we're here with Coach Dean, Ohio State University. How's it going, Dean?
Good. How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good, man. Looks like you're, what, 5-6-0 right now in the season. How things panned out so far?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm pretty surprised we're 6-0. We had two early tests versus JCA in Florida. We're able to come away with a 24-20 win there with the pretty lucky last drive to win, and then a tough game versus North Carolina at home, which they gave us all we could possibly handle.
Mm-hmm.
Then we played Penn State on the road and came with another 7-point victory there. And the 6-0 is where we want to be, especially with all the players we lost last year, only returning four starters on defense.
Yeah.
We're looking be probably in some trouble this year, but the young guys stepped in and filled the shoes.
What now? When you played Penn State, was Guru there yet, or were they still a computer team?
No, I think Guru came the week after.
Okay,
but I mean he'll have that team in the right areas in no time.
Yeah, I mean you've had, like you said, you have four seniors on defense returning. I mean you've given up quite a bit of points so far this year as well. So, I mean, that's definitely different from the teams you had in the last couple of years, especially last year, man. You had a very elite team.
Oh.
Let's see, you still got a couple of user games left this year. You got a week 13 at Michigan, which is Big Smooth, no addition to the league. And, of course, coming to Georgia for a national championship rematch against me in Georgia. But, you know, how do you see the season finishing out? Being at 6-0 right now, you got a couple – you know, weak teams from the Big Ten you got to play, then you got to definitely step it up against two probably going to be top 10 teams at the time.
And both those games are going to be on the road, which can be difficult for our team. I mean, Michigan's they're down right now, but Smooth will have them. They'll be fine by the time we come around there. And then on the road, George coming to you for a rematch. I don't know. It's going to be tough to win, but I'll be happy with a 1-1 split. Anything be, I mean, just winning one game is will be fine with us. Because, I mean, we lost a lot, so our expectations are kind of low right now. They're low coming this season. So, I mean, anything can happen.
I got you. Who, so far this season, who were some of the players that have really stepped up, whether it's on offense or defense?
Well, on defense, especially, so we placed three stars on the D line. Matt Dodds, who converted from a linebacker into a DN, he's played well at times. I mean, he has a couple sacks. And he's playing well, but the main player is safety. The safeties, Brandon Harper and Chris Gray. They both lead my team in tackles. Making step in to fill those two safety roles has been good. Has been key for us.
So they were not starters last year.
No, but Chris Gray is a redshirt freshman, and Brandon Harper's a true freshman.
Oh, wow.
And, on offense, Corey Rucker, who's my quarterback, I mean, he's been around for a while. He has a big arm, great accuracy. But he's been kind of a disappointment this year, throwing six interceptions. We thought he'd have a Heisman campaign, but we were kind of wrong there. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they can play well down the stretch and give us a chance to win.
Yeah, looking at his attributes right now, man, 99 overall, 99 throw power, 99 throw accuracy, man. You can't ask for much more than that.
No, see, but I have a problem with trying to force things because I think his arm's too strong. He can put it wherever he wants, so that's trying to force things and get picked.
Yeah.
So that's the only problem right there.
Right. What, as far as, what kind of offense are you running this year? Are you still running the Boise playbook?
Still the Boise offense. I tend to throw it more than run it,
mm-hmm.
but I still try to keep the balanced playbook going.
Yeah, what about recruiting this season? You know, coming off a national championship, you know, you're in the spotlight. Everybody's hearing your name as far as the recruits go. I mean, how's is the national championship really paying the dividends that you expected it to?
It did early. It did. We got three commits early, and then once everybody started getting in their grooves and everything, players started going to other schools. But we've had success with our main players we've been going after. I mean, wide receiver and cornerback was a big priority for us, and we've already gotten two commits from our receivers and three from cornerbacks. The one area we didn't improving is running back. We missed out on 3, maybe 4 prospects so far.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully someone will be interested in us in the off season.
Right.
A chance to rebuild there.
Yeah. Well, man, that's about all I got for you, man. I appreciate you hopping on with us. It looks kind of like, you know, like you said, if you could sneak away with only one loss towards the end of the season, man, you might sneak into a major BCS bowl game and possibly still have a shot at the national title, man. I know there's a lot of big games coming up in the last couple of weeks, so hang in there, man. It's been good chatting with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. See you, Dean.
Later.